With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dan Cook, how many people in the state of Minnesota are more recognizable than Lewis Nanny?
Well, there's your father.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. Governor Walz, maybe.
Maybe governor, yeah. Mm.
Klobuchar, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm. I think
it's a short list.
It's a short list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think Shaletta thinks of that? She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care.
I don't give a what.
Yeah, watch yourself.
Hit a button. Please don't make me hit a button.
Let me tell y'all something. 1 to 2. That's Feisty Friday. Okay, it's not 1:20 to 1:58. It's not 1:35 to 2 o'clock. It's 1 to 1:30.
Do you want to take? No, it's 1 to 2.
1 to 1 to 2. Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to take that one, or do you want me to go ahead?
I'll defer to you, Dan.
Okay. Unless you decide that it's changing the time.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Exactly. Which
again,
happens.
I need to do this time to this time, or I need to do this. Then it's okay.
Which happens 90% of the time. One of the two of us gets a text. Hey, I'm shooting a commercial. Hey.
Good morning, America's over here videotaping. Yeah, Andrew. I can't be there till
I'm meeting with Bernie Sanders, so can you do 12 to 1? You know, so now we're trying to cover stuff, and it's like.
Breaking news today.
Yeah.
Big news.
This is not the news department. This is the talk show department.
Yeah.
Mark Fry's down in the newsroom, and I just talked to him for 20 minutes. He was available. He could have done the interview for you and then sent you back a couple of sound bites because he's still young and fresh and cares enough to do his work on time.
Wait, I'm no longer young and fresh? What am I?
Me to take that one, Dan, or you?
No, you.
Do you want me to defer to
it's
that
Feisty
one,
Friday.
Dan,
you
or
go ahead.
You?
If
you
I'm not
ahead.
Young and fresh... Fill in the blank at 651 989
9226. He's talking about tweeting something. That's the tweet. If Chad is not young and fresh, what is he?
Well, by the way, I'm asking Dan to tweet out the lovely pictures of you and your better half.
My husband, Sean, we have broken the internet with our clothes on. We have broken the. That's how you can
Wait,
break the internet
is that
with
next?
Your clothes on.
Is it next without the clothes on?
No, I don't plan on showing none of that.
I need
a lot of protection and support and Spanx and stuff. If I there's layers over here, man. I ain't holding itself together. I've got help.
I think you're holding yourself together fine. At Chad Hartman Show. Okay, so take us through the process of these photos.
Oh, my gosh. So yesterday, I was sitting at home, and I was like, I just had a thought. I want to recreate Barack and Michelle Obama's photo booth pictures. You know, they took these cute little pictures for her birthday, and they put them out as like a little four-part photo booth picture.
Yep.
And so I called up my friend Christian. He has a photo business, Unser Photography, and I was like, hey, you meet me at my house today?
So did you pay for these photos?
I did. But listen, I paid with my husband's checkbook. But
Dan,
listen.
No chance.
But listen.
No
but listen.
Chance.
So I did. Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh,
I got
the
check to prove it. Yeah. And so anyway, so black people don't get freebies, even in Black History Month. So I called my husband. I said, there's an emergency at home. You need to come home right away.
Oh, of course. That makes sense.
And so he was like, what's going on? I was like, just come home because I can't tell him that I need him to come home so we can recreate the Barack and Michelle Obama pictures from her birthday for Valentine's
so
Day.
So scare him about his children as opposed to saying, hey,
the house on fire.
How about we take some photos?
And so he was like, what's
Makes
going
sense
on?
To me.
I said, I can't talk. So I loaded the kids that weren't at school up in the car, and I went to North Minneapolis to 7 Mile, and I got a wig because I don't have any hair, and I wanted the pictures to look authentic. So I got a wig, and one of the beauticians there, she styled it, like, right in the hair beauty supply store. So we're standing there. I got kids.
So did you have an appointment, or did you just go
in
there and say, I'm Shaletta?
Hey, anybody in here can fix this wig? I need it to look like this. And they were like Michelle Obama. I said, yeah. So they stood there, and they style a wig with the kids hanging on me. I got pictures on Two Hot Mamas One on Twitter. It's amazing. Yep. It's so funny. Yep. So then I had to go to Joseph Bank because apparently I looked at the shirt that Barack had on and they're back pleats, right? Because I wanted the picture to be perfect. Mm-hmm. So the side pleats on the back of the shirt. So I went over to Joseph Bank.
Very nice place.
Yep. Right. So I go in there with my Michelle Obama wig on. Yeah. And they almost called security damn because I'm with two kids and a Michelle Obama wig.
Almost?
Yeah, probably. But okay. So I go in there and I don't know.
Joseph A. Bank, that was Shaletta Brundage. Chad Hartman, Dan Cook had nothing to do with that.
So
call the studio. I'll give you her number.
I was talking to the guy and he was like, well, ma'am, I need your husband's size.
Yeah. Well, you know it.
I was like, large. He was like, no, with the shirt, you got to have a neck and a sleeve size.
What kind of wife? You don't know your husband's shirt size?
My husband buys me stuff. I don't buy him stuff. This is not a reciprocal relationship.
That's not surprising. Yeah.
There's another shocker.
So,
what is the last gift you bought him? I don't want to hear your youngest child, okay? That's not a proper answer.
Damn, that's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah.
He didn't get anything for Christmas. He bought his own Christmas gift. I didn't get anything.
You didn't buy him a single Christmas gift. Did you give him some money?
No. He bought himself some shoes and wrapped it up. And I was like, those are beautiful. If I was shopping for you, I would have bought you that, boy. I love you.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
If I would have decided to and show you how much I love you, I would have done that. But, you know, good on you. How about approximately how many gifts did you get for Christmas?
Oh, three.
Three. Did you buy those or did Sean buy those?
No, he bought those. He went to my favorite store, which we all know, WHWM, and bought me a couple of dresses. And then he got me tickets to see Jill Scott at the Fillmore later this month. The brand new Fillmore Theater.
I'm going to bail this guy out. That's going to be my role with Black History Month.
You go free one black man?
Exactly.
Here's what I wonder. When
free Sean. Free Sean.
When Shaletta called Sean and said, you got to get home right now, and she won't tell him why.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, he's got to know that it's going to be something
Does he buy? You know what?
Because you did that with the stock in Oprah.
Yeah,
and
I did. But he never knows because we got kids. We got the little sickly boy. We did the last one. You know, he came a little early. And so he doesn't ever know. You know, and so he's calling me, but I can't answer.
One of these days, he's just going to say, you know, it's not.
So, Dan, look, he got home and he saw that everybody was okay. And he was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And his heart hit the floor. I said, I need you to shave off your beard.
Meanwhile, I've got you a shirt that doesn't fit you.
He was like,
I've got
you
a David Burns outfit from Stop Making Sense.
He shaved off his beard.
Honestly.
I told you on this show several weeks
ago. Nobel Peace Prize for this guy.
My husband has never told me no in the 13
you did
years
tell me
of
that,
marriage.
Yeah.
I said, this man has had a beard since he was in second grade.
#FreeSean.
Second grade. He shaved his beard. He didn't know what was going on. He shaved his beard. And then the photographer.
Wait, hold a second.
I didn't tell him.
Time out.
I didn't tell him.
So he's had this for the last 30-some years.
Yeah, yeah.
And
booty face.
And you just walk in and say, shave that.
I said,
and he doesn't even say why.
I said, I need you to shave your beard and don't ask me why. I just need you to do it and I need you to do it right now. And he just wants to sleep on his own sheets, Dan. He just wants peace in his house. So he gets the lather. He takes his shirt off. I got video of it. I put it up.
Are you familiar with the Houston Astros? You familiar with the Houston Astros? They have been accused. They've been accused of wearing a buzzer. To help them out. Do you have something on Sean where if he has the audacity to say no, that he is zapped, then that's why he keeps saying yes?
Can it just be that he loves me? That he wants his wife to be happy? Could it be that? So he shaves his beard?
No, I don't think so. I know you.
And then the doorbell rings and the kids rush the door. And it's the photographer.
It's Uncle Chad.
It's no. Mm-mm. They know to call 911 if you show up. It's the photographer.
And have a weapon.
Right. They will tase you.
And that's why they're going to call 911 after they tase me.
There's a white guy flopping around like a dead fish on the front stoop.
There's some guy who's not young and fresh, and he's out here.
Baby, he's smoking. There's steam coming out of him. And the photographer shows up, and my husband was like, what are you doing? And so finally I tell him, we're recreating Barack and Michelle Obama's photo booth pictures for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. And what was his reaction?
He was
don't buzz me.
He was like, "Where's the shirt?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Did you get a shirt? Because I don't have any shirts with back pleats on the side,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I said, yes, honey, I did. And we took our pictures, and the kids were standing there, and they thought it was so cute, and they thought I was so funny. And Daniel couldn't believe, he didn't know who I was when I put the wig on. He was like, where's mommy? Where's mommy? Baby, she's under that wig. My husband, I just love that man.
Okay. Traumatized. Double traumatized.
Easy.
Is it possible Sean is suffering from PTSD?
Is there Stockholm syndrome involved of some sort?
Exactly. We're going to develop a rescue plan, and we'll be back with you in a couple minutes.
Ooh, that sounds like some baby-making music. Oh, shucks. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yeah.
We are playing. You know, it's Valentine's Day.
It is. Yeah. Valentine's Day.
We are playing over-the-top Valentine's music. Hit the post.
Ooh.
Take your clothes off, ladies and gentlemen. Little afternoon delight. Oh, this works.
I'm pregnant. I am pregnant right now. Just listening to the first verse.
I would still talk to him, though. I'd ride with Chester.
All right. Do you and the clean shaved Sean have any plans for tonight?
No.
No.
Because the babysitter went out of town on us.
Okay.
Yeah, she had
How
plans.
Tough are you on the babysitter?
No, I love my babysitters love me. They do.
Fear, once again, is the key word.
Okay. That is untrue. My babysitters love me. Because we pay them good and we tip them and
okay.
we love them and we
all right, that's
them,
good.
We treat them real good and we don't give them no work. You know, I don't ask them to clean up or do laundry or anything like that.
In fact, just take care of the kids.
Just take care of the kids and try not to pee if you can hold it until.
Oh,
you
that's
get
right. That's
back
a very
home.
That's a very good that's a very good point. Ballpark, when you guys go out, how many hours are we talking here?
Like four.
4 hours
at the most. That's
so
the max.
4 hours. Give me a name of one of the babysitters.
Miss Grace.
Miss Grace.
My favorite babysitter.
Miss Grace comes over, and she's there, and as happens in Miss Grace's life, at some point she has to pee.
Hmm.
Okay? And the four kids are in the house.
Hmm.
Four kids are in the house. She has to pee. She knows the rules. What do you want her to do?
Hold it till she get home.
Oh, so that's going to distract her from taking care of the kids.
She better multitask. She cannot pee in my house. I'm sorry.
Do you think Miss Gray has peed behind your back?
Oh, my God. Don't even make me look at her differently. Dan?
I think she has.
Dan.
Well, here's what I want to know. If
don't
she did, would the kids snitch on her?
Oh, my kids are not snitches. They know that. They
well,
know they're not
then
snitches.
How do you know that?
Well,
she
then
well, she
oh,
might
so they...
wait. Because, see, I normally don't have babysitters when the kids are awake. Like, we don't leave till the kids go to sleep.
Okay.
So if she
including
peed,
Andrew?
We make Andrew go to sleep early.
How early are you making Andrew go to sleep?
Hey, look, Andrew has been hanging with you, okay? He is all the way
Andrew's
up
my guy.
He is always about some mischief.
Yeah,
so we have to make sure he's in
okay,
bed.
The next time,
the babysitter will get all kind of trouble.
Okay, the next time this knucklehead takes a day off and you're in, I want Andrew back in studio. Can you make that happen?
I'm going to pray about it and see where the Lord
Come on.
Lead me. I don't know.
Look at how much publicity Andrew has received after he met me.
How much trouble he's been in.
Because those events were related.
Right, yeah,
right.
Okay.
How much trouble he's been in.
So you're making Andrew, who's 12, go to bed at like 6:30?
7. 13.
I say Andrew. I'm going to.
I don't care.
I have to decide who I'm getting first, Sean or Andrew right now.
You know what? They would probably, if you slow down in front of the house, they probably both jump in the car.
Seriously. The other three, I'll come back. I'll come back. But these are the priority number one. It's Sean's one, Andrew's two.
Yeah, no question about that.
Poor Andrew, he's like, please don't go out. Please
got,
don't go out.
That, what do you call that? What do you call that little flashlight? The headband flashlight. And he reads.
You're like
books.
A minor.
Yeah, he reads books until it's time to go to bed because he has to be in the bed before we walk out of the house.
No chance he's asleep.
Oh, no chance he's asleep, but he is not getting out of that bed. I don't care what he's doing. That's
Miss Grace
him
lets him.
God.
Miss Grace lets him get
don't
up.
Don't tell me Miss Grace is peeing at my house and letting my kids
no,
get
and
up
she
because
goes
I will
and
be
you
looking at her differently.
And you be honest, you know what she's doing? She's going to the bathroom and she's pooping. I mean.
Oh, Dan.
Come on.
Dan.
I mean, you don't know.
You don't know.
You're going to make me take the seats with me. Get the screwdriver after
okay.
you shave your
Here's
beard.
The deal.
Get all the toilet seats
if you,
and come out.
If you really have to go to the bathroom, if you really have to poop, the fact that the toilet seat's not on there is not going to stop you. When you really, really have to go, you're going to say, "Huh, I made it. No toilet seats. I'll wait another hour and a half." Yeah.
The pioneers weren't waiting around for toilet seats.
I mean, come on. Okay. I have a number of topics for you.
What?
Shopping under the influence.
Oh.
It's a story I saw on the Washington Post earlier this week. The number of stores all across the country, some chains, some small places, where they are trying to trick us. They're trying to give us a little cocktail, a little margarita, a little tequila, a little wine. What's your drink again?
Tito's vodka.
Tito's vodka. And they're using that to try to get us to buy more stuff.
I thought they cared about me.
No.
I got a little email, Dan, that talked about a champagne party at one of my favorite stores.
Oh, sure. Yeah, they care about you. Care about your credit card is what they care about.
The champagne? Oh, that's going to be something. You moms need a break. Take a break. Self-love. That's what it was all about. Because Valentine's Day, self-love. Mom needs a break, too. Come on.
What about Dad, by the way?
I don't know what to tell you. Somebody got to watch the kids.
Yep.
So you telling me that they doing this not because they care about my self-love and get me drunk?
Think it's a brilliant idea.
I think it is, too. Because it got me. Got me, Dad.
Oh, yeah. If you go out, okay, and you have two Tito's vodka, are you just like straight up? What else? What's in this?
Yeah, it's Tito's and ginger beer and juice.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You have one and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be a little more inclined to buy something.
I am going to be a little more inclined to be a little more generous.
Yes,
yes I am.
I mean, I
yes,
get a couple of nice glasses of cab in me. I'm going to be more inclined to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's somebody in here who is turning this into a societal issue and is very upset about it.
Oh, not that dude.
Lighten up, Francis.
Not that chick.
I'm all for people who don't drink. I'm all for people who had issues and don't drink. More power to them. But that doesn't mean every store on the planet needs to cease existing where alcohol might be involved, including if you want to have a cocktail, you look for some clothes
and
or look for something.
And the thing is, it's a fun for me. It's fun, Dan, because there's other, drunk women in there, too, and they're playing music and we're trying on clothes and we're laughing and talking.
Might be a good place for guys to pick up.
I was just going to say, if you're a single dude.
Seriously.
Come on now. It's fertile hunting ground.
If you know it's whatever your demographic might be, and with Shalette, it's pain and punishment, and you're looking for an opposite gender, whatever it might be.
We're going to be in there getting turned.
Yeah.
Turned with a T. And shopping. I know.
Text me if you're aware of places where they're serving alcohol here, because they list here Nordstrom.
Uh-huh.
Crate and Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Foods?
Oh, Whole Foods has always got wine available. You didn't know that?
Whole Foods does?
Whole Foods, Whole Paycheck.
Whole Paycheck's doing that? Yeah.
After you drink that box of wine they offering. Be like, well, I got these $8.
Can I just go to some of these places, have a glass of wine, walk around and say, I'm good. Nothing fits.
No.
Yeah, that's probably
It's an experience. And then once you go and you have a couple of bottles, a couple of glasses, you have
a texter here.
Time.
If she has two Tito's, she probably doesn't care who's peeing in her house. No, she's still going to care.
Still care yeah.
I could do a line of cocaine. I'm still going to care.
Yeah. Another word that has been said. We covered a few of those words yesterday. All right. We spent some time last week talking about Gail, talking about Kobe, talking about Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
The story has continued to evolve. Let's just remind people. We all know that Kobe and his beautiful young daughter and seven others perished in the awful helicopter crash. And Kobe and Gian and the seven others will be honored again all weekend in Chicago for the All-Star Game. And I'm sure they'll do just some great things. Kobe's life was many, many things, many amazing things, many successful things. The success he had post-career at that pace was stunning. A part of Kobe's life, not a huge part of life, but a very significant part for that period of time, allegations of rape.
Yeah.
Right? Allegations of rape. In the end, the individual who accused him decided not to testify. There also was a settlement. Then there was a lot of talk about, a ring that Kobe bought Vanessa. Gail King, who is the star of CBS News, without a doubt, did a lengthy interview with Lisa Leslie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a small part of it dealt with Lisa Leslie and what she thought of Kobe after the allegations. When CBS repurposed it, They could have picked out any parts of it. They picked that part out for?
Clickbait.
Clickbait, okay. Many individuals were upset, including Snoop.
One of Kobe's biggest fans.
Who went to about 10 by threatening her.
Yeah, they call that going ham.
He threatened her.
He did,
right?
And called on other people to join him.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She was very mad, by the way, at CBS.
Oh, yeah.
She went on her own Instagram, called out her employer, saying, why are you doing this? He went way too far. It took him a while, but he finally apologized. What's your view of his apology? Did he get the right amount of criticism, not enough criticism?
He didn't get no criticism.
He didn't get a lot.
He did not get a lot. Nothing he did was canceled. And I'm going to tell y'all, like I told somebody else, the most disrespected person in America is a black woman.
By a black man.
Yes. There is no way if Snoop Dogg had said to Gayle King, about Gayle King, if he had said that about Katie Couric, would not still have his Doritos.
Let's say Nora O'Donnell.
Or
our friend Jamie Ukas did this interview.
Or Jenna Bush. Or anybody. If he'd have said that about a white female journalist, he still has his Doritos commercial. He still has his show with Martha Stewart. That was not an outcry. Kanye West got more flack for jumping on stage and interrupting Taylor Swift's MTV Music Awards speech than Snoop Dogg got for threatening a decorated award-winning veteran journalist. Are y'all for real?
I'm with you 100%.
I can't believe that. The apology was too little too late because he had a chance, Dan, the first time to apologize, and he gave a little old snoop-footed half apology.
Weak.
Like, well, I didn't say anybody ought to do something to it. I'm just saying, for Kobe and Vanessa and Gianna and the family, you know, it was just too soon. And I'm like, for real? That's what you came up with? So somebody got a hold to him at a network or at a chip company and said, you got to do this right.
Well,
and came back.
Let's also be honest. He also went race, too, that, you know, Gayle
and
Oprah are hating on us
black men.
Give me a break.
She got a black son. Oprah's with Stedman. That's a black man, last I checked.
You tell me those two have not spoken out about African-Americans or people of color all across the planet?
Dan, Chad, do y'all know how much money Oprah has given to Morehouse College?
Oh, yeah.
If she didn't love black men, they got her picture up. She's given tens of millions of dollars to educate black men. If she didn't care about black men, there would not be that endowment at that university in her name.
She's getting she said she was getting death threats.
Yes.
Over this. The boss of CBS came to her side. Gayle is accepting the apology.
God bless him.
Okay, so what should happen to Snoop then?
He should lose whatever he got.
Everything?
No, I'm talking about he should lose what he would have lost if she was a white woman.
How do we quantify that?
He should have lost his show for being disrespectful. He threatened her. He threatened
a
woman and called for violence on her. So you telling me he get to do that and still work with Martha Stewart and still keep all his endorsements? He didn't lose one thing, not even a night of sleep, and that ain't right.
Has he faced a direct pointed interview on this?
No.
Yeah.
No, nobody sat down and forced him to answer any questions.
I think so. I would assume some have tried.
And he hasn't
made himself available.
But this is the thing about new media, Chad and Dan, that I don't like is because people can speak directly to a situation and bypass journalists.
I know where you're going. Yep.
Bypass the person who's going to ask them the tough questions. They can just put their interview out there, say what they got to say on social and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
And not have to
answer the tough questions.
Chuck Barkley chimed in on it yesterday on the Today Show.
What did he say?
And said, you need to judge Kobe in total. And this is a part of his life. This is the point I made over and over again. The first day, I mean, listen, I was as stunned as anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the first day when we did the show, and we did almost the entire show on Kobe, we barely mentioned it. As the week moved along, it came up a little bit more.
That's part of
because
the conversation.
Because people are flawed, and those were very serious allegations, right? And so there's a fair way to do it. There's an unfair way to do it, and you're right. Snoop's getting off way too light in this one. More with Shaletti in a matter of moments. It's 149, a Newstalk 830 WCCO. Your chance to win KISS tickets early next hour right here on The Neighbor.
I call him Little Marco. That's what he is. He's Little Marco. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say I care.
Paul McCartney and Ted Cruz working together. That's the new duo. Shaletta is here. You are required as a human being to either check out Two Hot Mamas One on Twitter or at Chad Hartman Show right now and see some of the photos and all the things Shaletta has offered up. Where do you stand in this Harriet Tubman debit card? Are you familiar with this?
I saw that today. Okay. Dan, did you see that foolishness?
I was looking for where they had the hashtag Wakanda Forever. She was doing the...
Wakanda Forever. Yeah.
So One United Bank goes back to the 1960s when so many African Americans were shut down in major institutions,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been around. And they have on the photo introducing the Harriet Tubman card.
Mm-hmm.
And they're suggesting that the American Sign Language of Love is what she's doing.
Come on now.
When to all of us it looks like Wakanda from Black Panther. And we are sitting there still waiting for years and years for Harriet Tubman to finally be on a bill, right?
Right.
I'm shocked that hasn't really advanced further during the Trump administration. I just never would have guessed that. But now she's on a card, and let's just say Twitter, not happy.
No, nobody's happy. You can't tell me they were not thinking Wakanda Forever. They were not, Dan.
I mean, do you know she's not a fan of the film? I don't know.
I don't know. She might like it.
I'm fairly convinced that she has not given an opinion on it. I'm just going to go on to that.
Cool, but as I'm saying, you don't know what her opinion is.
I don't, and I mean, neither does she at this point.
Well, you don't know that.
I
don't know. I don't.
It's just so disrespectful. It's
you don't
Black
think they have Netflix
month.
In heaven?
You don't
Come
pose
on.
Harriet Tubman in a Wakanda Forever pose and put on a debit card. Come on now.
On a debit card,
on a
too.
Debit
I mean,
card.
Come on now.
Come on now. It's Black History Month. We got to do better.
It is the largest owned Black-owned bank in the country.
It is. They've been around forever, legendary. But come on, who's in the marketing department? Who?
Bunch of old white guys?
I guess, I mean, got to be.
I mean.
Who greenlit that?
Who's in this meeting and thinking, I got it.
This is a great idea.
And listen, all for sign language, right? And people understand and speak more sign language. But perception is reality.
It is.
And if you're finally going to start giving Harriet Tubman greater respect with the movie and everything else, and now, wait, she's finally going to be on the, is it the
$20 bill.
Yeah, the $20 yes, bill. Yeah. Well, that's stopped. So I know, we'll figure out a way to card. Well, there's a way to do it well, but no, it's like we're taking her off of a movie that, you know, that you might have heard of. Wait, I saw that movie, The Black People in Black Panther. I don't know anything about this Harriet Tubman. Like, she isn't like one of the most amazing people we've had on the planet, but hey, Black Panther. I missed that character in Black Panther.
Well, we were wondering, you know, that Hollywood exec that thought that Julia Roberts should play Harriet Tubman. We were wondering what he was up to these days. Now you know.
He's working at the Black National Bank in the marketing department.
Maybe they should have had Julia Roberts
That's
pose
Julia
as
Roberts.
Harriet Tubman.
Julia Roberts, yes. Laura likes that idea. I see the smile on her face. Laura likes it. Julia Roberts as the debit card.
All right, so there's a minute left before we have to go. And,
what?
I am waiting for my Valentine's Day gift for me.
Really? Get in line behind my husband because he ain't got nothing either.
I mean,
not even a card.
Just because you're not giving him anything doesn't mean... For about 6 months, who did you see more of, me or him?
You, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm still in therapy.
Young and fresh.
My skin still has not cleared.
Young and fresh.
It's full of bumps. It's
what
stress
are you, what
bumps.
Are you thinking about as a gift for me right now? New car?
Baby Gap. Your pants are way
Corey
too
Corey Heppler pants?
Laura, you want to go half with me on some Corey Heppler pants for Chad for Valentine's
sure.
Day?
Sure.
I am seeing more young guys wearing the pants, but
my
shin level.
My son has some pants that are so tight, Laura. I don't know how your boy wearing his pants. I made him take them off.
I
threw them in the trash.
What about the shin level pants, though?
Oh, I saw that. DeAndre Jordan had that.
A lot of young guys.
D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah. A lot of guys.
Yeah. New style.
Not at mine.
Yeah, exactly. I'm coming over to use the bathroom tonight.
Please, Jesus, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.